This is your WMDX Daily News Roundup for Mad Radio 92.7 FM and 1580 AM in Madison.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. We have an update to a tragic story from earlier this year. The man authorities say killed a woman in Cottage Grove, died by suicide in jail. That's according to a new finding and report from the district attorney's office. Now, this is a tangled story. Police say back in April, Jeffrey Endress hit a mother and son while they were out walking their dog. The mother, Cammie Hansen, died. So did the family dog. The 13-year-old boy was seriously hurt. Endress himself was hurt in the crash, and he may have committed the crime out of revenge. The State Journal reports there was some sort of police investigation involving one of the Hansen children and Endress's child. He was charged with first-degree homicide and attempted homicide. 8 days after the crash, the district attorney's office says he was found dead in his cell. A new statement from the DA's office, reported by the State Journal, concludes how Endress died by suicide in the lower bunk. Another UW branch campus is closing. UW-Platteville Chancellor Tammy Ivetovich announced they would be shutting down the Baraboo Sauk County campus. She says there's a dedicated transition team to switch students to UW-Platteville. When it comes to staff and faculty, the university will create individual plans for each of them. The Baraboo Sauk County campus first opened in 1968. It's small. This year, there are 178 enrolled students. The average class size is 14. The campus will close after next semester wraps up in May, and then the actual facilities will be returned to Sauk County. Now, this is part of a larger trend. In 2018, the UW colleges system shut down, and all of these smaller two-year campuses were put under control of the four-year universities. Over the last couple years, more than half of the system's branch campuses have either closed or made huge changes to their operations, like switching online. When these campuses close, it's then up to the local governments to figure out what to do with the physical buildings. In Fond du Lac, they turned the old campus into an event venue. The Richland campus was sold and has become a Christian school. Meanwhile, the mayor of Wausau, who admitted to removing a ballot box, will not face disciplinary action. Last week, there was a long-awaited hearing in front of the Wausau Ethics Board. Isabella Nieto has more.
The Wausau Ethics Board last week did not recommend disciplinary action to the city council following their decision in the ethics complaint against Mayor Doug Denny. In the 8-page decision, the board declined to recommend additional action because such measures could, quote, further inflame the political tension surrounding the issue. In a statement, Denny says he did not agree with all of the board's conclusions, but is, quote, very pleased that the city of Wausau can now move on from this issue. The board ordered Mayor Denny to refrain from interfering with the city clerk in her duties, including decisions surrounding absentee ballot drop boxes. For Civic Media News, I'm Isabella Nieto.
Meanwhile, a local dollar store has closed. The Dollar Tree on the west side near Woodman's has shut its doors for good. For a while, it had odd hours and was only open a couple days a week. There are 5 other Dollar Trees across Madison. And right nearby, a storefront that's been empty for years will soon open as a bank. The Jared Jewelers, right across the street from the Westtown Mall, closed in 2023. Data shows when it comes to jewelry, revenues have risen, but the number of units sold has dropped. The building is becoming a Bank of America. The chain has locations in 39 states. This will be their very first in Wisconsin. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, 92.7 WMDX News.
Will Fickell be fired? Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. College football. The Badgers face number 6-ranked Oregon Saturday night. Wisconsin has never beat a ranked team since Luke Fickell took over as head coach 3 years ago. They're 0-9. Fickell says he can't be concerned about his future at Wisconsin.
It's not going to change the fact that we got to practice tomorrow. It's not going to change the fact of anything on Saturday. But I have not been told. I'm not worried about that. I mean, I understand, you know, if we don't meet expectations and we don't do the things we need to do, anything can happen.
Athletic director Chris McIntosh releasing a statement in support of the coach. College hoops. Former Marquette star Cam Jones arrested and jailed for leading police in Indianapolis on a brief chase on I-65 yesterday. Jones, drafted by the Pacers this summer, said he was late for practice. He was clocked at 90 miles an hour. In Milwaukee, the Bucks kick off the NBA season tomorrow night against the Washington Wizards. They're planning a welcome back tribute to Chris Middleton. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
That's your WMDX Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at mad.radio.